Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Jazz, give me a tip for how I can be better, how we can perform better every day. Bearing in mind, this is a performance podcast. It is all about people that want to know exactly
Indeed.
That.
Okay. Yeah. So performance is an interesting word and it can be interpreted in so many different ways. So I make it a little bit more understandable for me. Performance translates to progress. And oftentimes we can set ourselves quite lofty ambitions and they're so far away from where we are right now that they become intimidating and ultimately unfulfillable. And progress can be a small step because a small step is still a step forward. And every day, the best performance tip is, what does progress look like today?
Kenton, you're going to have to up the ante here. A performance tip from yourself.
Don't forget the...
How do I follow that?
Don't forget the crampons.
Don't forget your crampons.
Yeah, don't forget the crampons.
Don't forget your goddamn crampons. Or your croutons, as I refer to them.
The croutons. I've got the crampons. It just happened to be the wrong crampons. I think a lot of it is belief. I mean, for me, when I'm climbing at my best, it's confidence and belief in myself. The main reason why people don't summit Everest on their first attempt would be because their mindset isn't quite aligned with what they're doing. And that often comes down to self-belief and confidence. And I think if you can get that right, and I'm not saying that you need to come in with arrogance. I mean, some people confuse confidence with arrogance. You go to Everest with arrogance, it's going to come back and bite you in the backside. You need to go there with a certain degree of reverence. I believe you need to be humble. But at the same time, you need to go there with a confidence and understanding about what it is that you are attempting to do. And, you know, perhaps a little bit like Jazz was saying, you know, incremental progress. You know, don't let perfection get in the way of better, because, you know, we always look in, I think a lot of people look for perfection, but actually better. How can I be better than perhaps I was yesterday? Or how can we be better than we were last week? We're never going to be perfect. As Jazz said, you know, it's unattainable and it can be intimidating. But, you know, how can we be better? So that's a bit like Jazz. But yeah, I feel like I've underwhelmed that answer because Jazz took the middle stump out with that one.
How do you vet people that go with you and climb with you? And how do you make sure that they're safe, you're safe, you know that they're up to the challenge? I mean, how can you ever be certain of that until you find yourself in those circumstances which test a person's character and skill?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, nothing is certain, nothing is guaranteed, no matter how hard we try. Yet at the same time, in exactly the same way that, you know, whatever team you're trying to put together, you go through a process of pressure testing know, the individual or the individuals. I spent a long time building a meaningful relationship, a trusting relationship between myself and whoever the client may be. And also the team that we have on the ground here. I work with an amazing Sherpa team, which everything I do out here, I couldn't do without them. And it's generally a 2 to 3 year program from when I first engage with a client to come in here to Kathmandu, but certainly for Everest. And along that journey, along that pathway, we are constantly just stepping up a gear each time. We're looking to have experiences which, you know, push the individual out of their comfort zone. You know, I use the term quite loosely. You know, we're looking for failures in terms of if everything went smoothly in the build up to an Everest trip, then we haven't really tested ourselves. We're looking for experiences that we can reflect on. We're looking for experiences that we can learn from, so that we can either avoid them when we get to Everest, or if they happen again or something similar happens again, the individual or the team or me can that, oh, we've been here before. Okay, we've seen something like this. How did we cope last time? What did we do last time? What do we need to do now? So the process is certainly little stepping stones. If somebody's got no climbing experience, then we start to build up that resume. We build up the skill set required. We build up the mental resilience that's required.
How do you actually do that, though, Kenton? How do you do that? What does that actually look like? And Jazz, do you get involved in this process as well?
Casey can answer the bit about what it actually looks like. But I think to add to your question, a lot of that screening process is not about the technicalities of climbing a mountain or how well they go at altitude. It is so much down to character, personality, and attitude. And one of the first questions that Casey will always ask a potential new client is, why Everest? And you can pretty much screen out 80 to 90% of individuals just by asking that very question. Because the reason behind why they want to do it will describe the character, the attitude, and the personality. And then I'll allow Casey to add to your bit about how you stress test the other bits.
Well, stress testing is essentially taking someone out of their comfort zone. And as I say, it's baby steps, because what you don't want to do, you don't want to blow the envelope whereby the individual has a terrible time, because that could put them off climbing for life or adventure or whatever it is it may be. It's finding that sweet spot of stretching the boundaries. And it could be baby steps. You know, we could be climbing in North Wales to start with. It could be as simple as an ascent of Snowdon. And then we build up over time. It could be the European Alps. I often go down to Bolivia. It could be Aconcagua, highest peak in South America. You know, things that I think will mirror to a certain extent the experiences which that individual is likely to go through on Everest. And it's different for everybody. Some people come to me with huge amounts of experience in terms of climbing. Some come to me with no experience. And it's tailoring what is required for the individual and then putting the program together. It's unfair, I think, to expect an individual to conform to a pre-existing structure that's in place, because everybody's different. Everybody is an individual. And it's the same with putting teams together. When you bring a team together, one of the most important things I believe in terms of leadership for that team is, and it's a really simple concept, everybody is an individual. We may have a common goal, a commonality right there, but we are different, and that needs to be understood and communicated. And once you have that understanding, then you're in a far better situation to come together with any form of uniformity, is that a word, to then forge forwards towards a common goal. And for me, it's a fascinating journey, taking the individual on that pathway. And ultimately, if we're successful in getting somebody up and down Everest, and let's be very honest, success is in my mind, coming back alive as friends with 10 fingers and 10 toes. It doesn't necessarily mean a summit. If we are successful on that pathway, then selfishly, it's incredibly empowering and satisfying for myself.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.